The Women's City Club presenting its annual used book sale this coming week. We talk about the details, fundraising, and ooh, stand by, there might be a special announcement. Glad that you are here, Nancy Dossman, you president of the club. Good morning to you, Nancy. Good to see you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Ann Hill, you chair of the library committee with the Women's City Club. So a lot of reading going on within those walls.
Absolutely. We strongly support reading.
Thank you. And you strongly support raising funds and sharing your reading with those with our community. The annual used book sale happening on 254 Fulton Street East, kicking off Tuesday. Before we go any further, Nancy, what is the mission, the presence of the Women's City Club? Remind me all about you and yours.
Our mission is to provide educational, civic, and social activities for our members.
In general, who are your members and who do you want to be your members?
Our members range in any age from their early 30s into, we have some members who are into their 90s. And we are looking for members who are wanting to be on the cutting edge of something exciting that's happening with the Women's City Club.
And I think we're going to talk about it, but soon. The history of this club, my goodness, Ann. You have pictures of past presidents on the wall. Walking into your club, into that building, brings back life but way before us.
Yes, we have a very strong sense of history as we've been using the Sweet House as our clubhouse. And we're now celebrating our 94th year in existence, looking forward to our centennial in another 6 years as the Women's City Club, and providing a community and support for women.
That's awesome. And yes, founded in 1924, so I imagine the planning has begun. And the planning has certainly begun for what's happening next week. Let's get into your Women's City Club annual used book sale. What's the premise, Nancy?
It's to sell books to the community so that we can raise more funds to purchase more books for our members to read. We have a lending library at the Sweet House.
Ann, tell us more about that.
We have a number of both historic books, but we also have many current bestsellers. Many of our members donate books to the library, but we also raise funds twice a year to purchase new books. And we work closely with Schuler Books, believing in local first and supporting local business. So we have actually a dinner Monday night before the book sale that we have people from Schuler Books coming to talk about the exciting new books that are coming out, independent bookseller recommendations, and just providing people with a lot of ideas for new reads. And part of the history of the Women's City Club has been promoting literacy within the community. So part of the book sale is certainly to provide books at very reasonable prices that many people in the community can access. And it is open to the public, and we welcome that.
Right. All right. Give me days and time specifics here.
Yes, we open Tuesday, April 17th, and we're open from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. That's our evening on Tuesday, April 17th. Wednesday, April 18th, we're open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and our sale concludes on Tuesday, April 19th, and we're open from Thursday, April 19th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow, that's busy time. Will lunch still be open for purchase in between your use book sale?
Yes, it will be. And if anyone wants to make reservations, we appreciate that ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And the menu can be found on our website also, and they can look at that and just make sure that whatever is being served is something that they would like to have for lunch.
Yes. And just more specifics on that, your Women's City Club, correct me if I'm wrong, you are membership-based, but anybody can have lunch.
Yes, they can. And we like to have people come in because they like to see the building, and sometimes there will be somebody there who can give them a tour of the building and a little bit of the history behind it as well.
Nice. The funds, again, I trust the annual used book sale is a fundraiser, but it's probably not going to cost me an arm and a leg. I'm going to get some pretty good deals.
excellent deals. Currently, our hardcover, including new releases, are at $2. Mm. Softcover, the little bit larger softcover books, are $1, and our paperbacks are $3 for $1, I believe. So
those are really good prices.
You know, they're very good prices. We hope that people will feel they can access books easily.
Yeah. And tell me more about, obviously, when this is Tuesday through Thursday, when this comes and goes, you do have a lending library?
Within the building, yes, for our members.
Yes.
And it gets used very frequently. And we also have a book discussion group as well. And I think they frequently take books out of the library and sometimes will read one and then put that on their list of things for their book discussion later on in the year.
Do you need, at this point, any more donations to your used book sale?
Well, actually, we are actually beginning our setup today, so we could still take some books, but we need to be ready to go Monday, so we're not accepting as many at this point. We have picked up truckloads and van loads of books from many of our members and their friends, so we're always welcome to, we're always willing to accept additional books.
Used book sale again to benefit the Women's City Club, thanks to Nancy Dausman and Ann Hill. All right, what do you want to share when it comes to some big news here there, Nancy?
Oh, it's really exciting news, and yet it's bittersweet. We will be leaving the Sweet House after 91 years of it being our clubhouse, and it's opening up endless possibilities for us, and it's gives us an opportunity to recreate our club and kind of go back to our roots, determine what the women in 1924 really envisioned the club to be, and reevaluating our purpose. But one of the things we really want to do is become more relevant to the women of the Grand Rapids area and also West Michigan. And we've realized in the past that we need to become a visible presence in the Grand Rapids community. So one of the things we're going to be doing is have some adventures around Grand Rapids. So we'll be having some of our meetings and different events in different venues around town, starting with a Mother's Day brunch that's going to be held at the Wheelhouse Kitchen and Cocktails. And there's going to be a royal tea at Plaza Condominiums on May 22nd, and then a program. We're going to have our traditional Thursday programs at Kent Country Club. And that's going to start with our annual meeting on May 17th. And then May 31st, we'll start our first program. And it's going to be Mike Lloyd from the
Grand Rapids.
So he's going to give us a little information about his second act, really. And then there will be a tour to a local venue after lunch. So Thursdays at Kent Country Club, you know, we're calling it our enrichment series, and there'll be speakers, entertainers. We might travel to local areas of interest, fashion shows that we've, you know, typically had on another day. But we really are looking at honoring the past while presenting the future. So it's going to be an exciting time, but as I said, a little bit bittersweet as well.
Of course, the next conversation is what happens with your grand suite building.
That continues to be owned by the Sweet House Foundation, and they are in the process of determining how they want to use that building in the future.
All right, how can the community help?
Come and buy books. Come to our book sale and purchase books.
Yes.
And obviously, Nancy, membership, get on board with this new transition, because you will still plan, I imagine, a celebration to celebrate once we hit 2024?
Yes. In fact, we have a committee already in the works and planning some things that we want to do in order to celebrate that 100-year anniversary.
Details one more time, Ann, for the annual used book sale?
Yes, we open Tuesday, April 17th, and are open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. We are then open on Wednesday, April 18th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Thursday, April 19th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we hope everyone will have a chance to stop by and look over our book selection.
Yeah. Nancy Dossman, Ann Hill, thank you very much on behalf of the Women's City Club presenting its annual book sale and your good news here that you broke here on the morning show. So thank you. I look forward to continuing to keep in conversation with your new ventures. Take care.